Hello, baseball fans. This is the Sports Guru. Come back to you with another episode. I've been reading a whole lot about Mike Trout being the greatest baseball player for the last 8 years in a row, basically since he came in the league in 2012. I have to totally disagree with that. I could give him being the best baseball player in the league for the last, couple of years, but the last 8 years in a row especially, there's been some really good, consistent players. I mean, whoever you voters are to keep voting this, you people are crazy. You got to give credit where credit is due, and there's been, like I said, there's been a lot of good players out there. A lot of good players. You got players like Mookie Betts that put up great numbers. Players like Aaron Judge. Players like Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo. Players like Juan Soto, Francisco Lindor, Manny Machado, Alec Bregman, Javier Baez, Cody Bellinger, Bryce Harper, Ronald Acuña Jr. The list goes on and on. How can you just keep kissing Mike Trout's ass? Get off it. He puts up consistent numbers every year, so he has the highest OPS. That does not make him the best baseball player in the league for the last 8 years in a row. He doesn't do the little things. He doesn't have consistent defense, great defense every year, so he's a Silver Slugger Award winner. Does he win Gold Gloves? No. That makes you a great baseball player when you can guide your team to the damn playoffs. You can get your team a World Series championship. You don't got to get the big hits when he needs them. When's the last time a team went to the playoffs? When's the last time a team had a winning season? That's what fans really look at. Why do you keep giving this guy that award? An MVP? How the hell does this guy got three MVPs? Again, this guy's not guided his team to any playoff wins in how many years? All the money you put around him, all the players you get, it still ain't helping. You get Joe Madden from the Cubs, not helping. What really burns my ass is you get rid of Joe Madden from the Cubs, you think he's the problem. He wasn't. You hire on David Ross to the Cubs. There you go. You guys wrote us off completely. We're good now. To all you critics out there that said that we were going to suck, I got a big finger for you guys. You guys can tell you where you can take your criticism about us. We're sticking it to the whole entire league. 13-3, boys. One of the top three in the ERA with our pitching staff. Yeah, our bullpen is terrible. Our offense is dominating, though. We got some of the best offense in the league. Pitchers are scared to pitch to us. So what do you say to that? I say to all you critics out there, maybe you should have thought about it before you talk. 6.5 game lead in the NL Central. You're in a team out there in baseball besides us. It's got a winning percentage over 700. They ain't even got a 700 winning percentage. We got it over 800. So what do you got to say about that? And our World Series odds went up. And our playoff percentage chance is now 97%. Honestly, I believe we get a bullpen, get a couple arms, we got a good chance of winning the World Series. Who can beat us in the National League right now? The Dodgers, maybe. They're having a little bit of problem with their offense. The Braves? I don't think so. The only teams are supposed to be competing this year. The Padres? Absolutely not. Their offensive is atrocious. The Cincinnati Reds, the team that's supposed to do something this year, they spent all that money and they still can't do nothing. One thing that's keeping them afloat a little bit is their pitching staff. Their offense is terrible. Castellanos is the only thing that's keeping them going. And the Cubs should have re-signed him to begin with. Besides that, who else can beat us in the National League? The Rockies, yeah, they're a surprise team, but that run won't last. Eventually, that offense and that pitching staff is going to catch up to them. Let's see, what else? What else in the National League? Let's see, who else? I don't see a lot of teams in the National League actually beating us. Well, the American League is a different story. You got a few hot teams. You got the Yankees. They could beat us in the World Series. They got a stacked team. The Twins, they're decent. The Rays, they'll get back up there. They always do come playoff time. They'll get hot towards the end of the season. As far as all you critics, stop it. Just stop it. Stop hating on the Cubs. Yes, they were supposed to be a dynasty in the making when they won the series in 2016. It fell apart. Not all dynasties do good and keep it consistent. It happens. They're not the Chicago Bulls. They didn't have a Michael Jordan. Sorry. I'm going to get off baseball for a minute. Got that topic. And I want to rant on Stephen A. Smith. Screw you, man. Talking about no coach should touch that Chicago Bulls job. It's a bad job. It's no way they should stay away. Who the hell are you, man? What do you know about sports? You don't know a damn thing. All you do is sit up under that analyst booth and run your mouth constantly. Why do they even pay you to be up there? You don't know nothing, man. Seriously. You're just a loudmouth that talks a lot of crap. I'd love to debate with you, man. You're terrible. Let's see you go out and coach a basketball team. You couldn't get that team to play any better. You'd probably be as bad of a coach as Jim Boylan. Which, by the way, thank you. Thank you for getting rid of him. He was a piss poor coach. I mean, really? The kind of record he had? Terrible. He's wasting that talent there. He wasn't utilizing Zach LaVine or Kobe White or Lowry or Wendell or any of them guys the right way. Just terrible, terrible coaching. And Paxton should have been gone a long time ago. Foreman should have been long ago. They need to sell that team. Somebody's actually going to know how to use it correctly. If I'm the new general manager and the vice president of that team, I'm making a move for Anthony Davis as soon as possible. I'm getting rid of Otto Porter. I'm trying to get rid of Felicio any way I can if I got to pay half his salary to another team I trade into. And I'm making a major push for Anthony Davis to get him out of the Lakers. If I got to trade a couple of my good players, my young guys, to the Lakers to get him, I'm getting Anthony Davis. You know? You got to do what you got to do. Get that team competitive. I see Chicago deserves a winner. We've had a championship drought for a little while now. We deserve it. That's all I got to say for tonight, sports fans. Stay cool. Stay prosperous. And hopefully this coronavirus will end soon so we can go out and start watching live games again.